She got dirt, and she's ready to go. Ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Go ahead, Meech.
What's up? So, Swae Lee's ex-girlfriend, her name is Marlicia Ortiz. Hmm. She was just arrested for allegedly headbutting Swae Lee.
With her own head?
With her own head.
Wow, that sounds like it would, like, hurt.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for a while, they've been having, you know, trouble in paradise. Remember Swae Lee put up that video talking about, because I guess he got caught cheating.
Oh.
And telling her that, like, you know, this is just what I do. Gucci,
what?
You know, Gucci
this
Mane.
This is just what I do? I cheat?
Yeah. And remember he, like, doing Gucci Mane's name. Like, Gucci Mane, his girl been with him, and he was doing what he was doing. And remember he was kind of, like, dry snitching on everybody.
Right. That, I thought that was, like, a guy code. You're not supposed to do that.
Exactly.
And also a guy code, too. Let me just confirm with you, it's to deny everything to the very end, right?
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
The fact that Swae Lee even came out and said this is what he's going to do, I'm like a little shocked right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it got to a heated argument in August in L.A., and it got super bad. She started throwing things. She headbutted him, and the security had to kick her out the house.
Mm.
After that, she called the police, and she claimed that she was sexually assaulted by Swae Lee.
Mm.
When the police showed up, that's when she changed her story, and she admitted to actually starting the fight and breaking the things in the house.
Mm.
And she also said that he strangled her, but then they didn't see any, like, visible, you know, marks or anything like that. So, she just got arrested, and now she got charged with misdemeanor assault.
So this is the thing. She has to, like, choose now what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Does she want to stay with Swae Lee and go through it the way she's going through it?
Yeah.
And possibly also, and I know I always bring these things up, but she could also possibly get an STD. Because even,
very
you
true.
Know, if Swae Lee's out there, like, admitting, he's saying, like, yo, I'm, you know, sleeping around.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms are not always foolproof.
Yep.
You should use them, but they're not always foolproof.
Mm-hmm.
So she could end up with herpes or warts or chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Very true.
So these are the things that you have to worry about. How about crabs?
Mm-hmm.
Crabs are disgusting.
Yeah.
So, you know, she has to think about it. Does she love this man that much?
Mm-hmm.
And possibly, you know, stay with him and then catch crabs?
Yeah.
Or does she just free herself from the situation and move on?
Exactly.
I feel like the freeing herself from the situation is a better choice.
Hopefully this was a wake-up call.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see. Kanye West went back to his hometown yesterday for Sunday service.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Chicago at the Huntington Bank Pavilion, which holds 30,000 people.
Jeez.
And 30,000 showed up to see Sunday service. Chance the Rapper was also there. And up until now, Kanye's been holding Sunday service in secret areas around L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We got the video for you. Hot937.com.
You saw how he, like, walked through the crowd? He, like, parted the Red Sea like Moses?
Yeah, because he is Moses.
His security was like, chill, chill. He was like, this is my city.
Right. He's like, I'm not Jesus Christ, I'm Moses, but it's okay. And J-Lo, she was at the Toronto International Film Festival Saturday night. Did you see what she had on? Like, the most beautiful dress ever, the
she
yellow?
She looked amazing.
She looked so gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
She gets out on the red carpet, and then some folks, the animal rights protesters.
My peoples.
They got out there. Were you there too, Meech? Did
you make
a trip to Toronto over the weekend?
I promise you. I didn't make the call.
Okay, so she was on the red carpet posing, and they started screaming profanities at J-Lo.
Wow.
Over the fact that she wears fur.
Mm.
And she was trying to ignore them,
mm-hmm.
but everybody else heard what was going on. We got that video for you, hot937.com. All right, so we got the Hot 3 at 3 countdown on the way. We got tickets for the Big E. And, of course, after that, Meek Mill tickets. Keep it here. It's Hot 937.